Welcome to your Kaiser Weekly Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Coble, and this week's episode is being brought to you by Sittin' Pretty, located at 117 Armstrong Street in Kaiser, West Virginia. Stop in and check out their quality merchandise that is always being offered at a very affordable price. It also gives us a great opportunity to support a local business owner. People, if you're unable to go downtown and check out the store, then I highly encourage you to get on Facebook and like her page, Sittin' Pretty Facebook page. She goes live, I believe it's on Wednesdays at 8 p.m., and she has some incredible deals. They play a little game called Bingo, and they have just a handful of spots that you can buy. That way, the odds of you winning are greatly increased. But she's always online and always offering great deals to the public. So remember, check out Sittin' Pretty. For our weather forecast for this week, today the high is to be 83 degrees with a low of 59. Should not see any rain, thank goodness, because I need to get my grass mowed. On Tuesday, things start to change. We got an 84% chance of showers early in the day. It should be overcast in the evening. High of 78, low of 63. On Wednesday, possible thunder showers in the morning. Overcast in the evening. Still a very high probability of rain with an 80% chance. The high for the day will be 80 degrees as well with a low of 62. On Thursday, the rain chances really reduced down to 40%. Should just be overcast and sunny, but you know, hey, the weather is the weather. High of 77 degrees, low of 55. And on Friday, we're going to start out overcast with possible rain showers in the evening. 58% chance, high of 81, low of 57 degrees. And then Saturday, it's going to get cold. We're looking at a high of 69 degrees, a low of 53, and a 94% chance of rain. So that's a miserable Saturday in my book. People, let me tell you how bad this is. I took this week off from work, and it looks like I'm going to be spending most of it inside. Now, with that being said, what better way to start off this podcast, outside of the weather, of course, than by talking about the Strawberry Festival that went down on Saturday in downtown Kaiser? I have to give it to them. This was an awesome event. I was extremely impressed with the turnout, and I got to give a shout out to each and every individual that was involved in putting this year's festival together. You did a fantastic job, and many of the locals and a lot of people from out of town really enjoyed it. I know that y'all were a little disappointed that some of your vendors were not able to be there, but had it not been published, I would have had no clue. I thought it was fantastic. I was extremely blessed with an opportunity to talk to a lot of people that came from out of town, along with fellow Kaiserites that I had just never met before. It was a great chance to be out and about in public. It seemed like all the local shops on Armstrong Street and Main Street were open. Business was booming. People were going in and out. Now, I will say this. I was disappointed on one aspect and one aspect only. And for me, that was the fact that the North Branch Brewing Company ran out of the Strawberry Ale that they advertised. I know they said it was going to be limited. I know they said they didn't have a whole bunch, but I was still so depressed that they didn't have any by the time that I got there because I was really looking forward to tasting that. It must have been good because everybody else bought it. So the only thing I'm asking, if you're an employee at the North Branch Brewing Company, the next time you get Strawberry Ale in, if you could set some back and just put reserved for Brandon Coble of the Kaiser Weekly Podcast, I would greatly appreciate it. Now, there's also a great number of vendors that had their products out on display and the tents up outside of the courthouse. And from everybody that I talked to, they loved it. Some of the vendors were from the area, some weren't, but the answers were always the same. We love this event. It's been a great turnout. We've had a great opportunity to showcase our products. We've sold a good bit of stuff, and we would love to come back again. They loved the city of Kaiser. So once again, another great job by the staff that in the city for in the county for putting this on, and an excellent job by the citizens of Kaiser for showing up and showing out and making everybody feel welcome while they were here. Now, the day started off with a 5K run for Hope. Unfortunately, I do not have the results for the run for that race, but I'm sure they're going to show up in the weekly paper. What I don't have, like I said, once again, it will probably be in the paper. I don't know who won the duck race. So all that stuff hopefully will be in the paper this week. I do know that they had a Miss Strawberry Shortcake pageant. It was a huge success. A lot of participants were absolutely, well, they were there, but they were all absolutely beautiful. I got to see tons of pictures on Facebook of all these young little ladies dressed to the hilt with these wonderful dresses. They got their hair all done. Super fantastic looking. I know they all did a marvelous job up on stage. Of course, unfortunately, somebody has to win and somebody can't. So this year's division winners, the Miss Strawberry Shortcake, in the baby division, Emerson Chase. In the tiny division, Kalina McCroskey. In the little division, Hadley Weiss. Junior division was Kinley Lucas. For the preteens, it was Katie Robaugh. And for the teens, it was Brooklyn Seville. So congratulations to all those young women on winning their division in the pageant. A great job was done by, like I said, the Rotary Club, who kind of headed up the duck race. They sold a ton of ducks. My understanding is that the winner actually bought like 5 to 10 minutes before the race actually started. So that's fantastic. You just never know. It's the luck of the draw. Whose duck makes it through the gauntlet that is New Creek. So the fundraiser brought in a ton of money, and that's now going to be put back into our local community, at least the part that was that went to the Rotary Club, because that's what they do. They continue, they raise money, they do things, and they feed back into our community to make it better. So hats off to them, and I love what they do for Kaiser. Another great event that took place at the Strawberry Festival was the pie eating contest. And I tell you what, people, it was so much fun that they actually did it twice. So when it was all said and done, the participants had full bellies, most of them probably overstuffed. And the crowd, well, they had a belly full of laughs, because it is absolutely hilarious to see their faces as these people are trying to eat these pies as fast as they can. Performances were done on stage. We had live music going. It started with Centerfire Band at noon. Around 4 p.m., John Miller took the stage, and he entertained the people in attendance until I think it was roughly about 6 o'clock. And I believe that's when Curtis Boggs hops up and gets on the stage, and he kind of headed things out until the end of the festival. All the performers did a fantastic job. You can see the smiles, people laughing, some people dancing out in the street and on the lawn of the courthouse. So they did a great job, and everybody had an amazing time. To be honest with you, because I'm breathing heavy, I'm running out of breath as I'm getting all worked up talking about the Strawberry Festival. I am absolutely positively looking forward to next year's event. I'm ashamed to say it. This was my first year, but I can promise you this. It will not be the last. Now, I want to take a moment, and I want to recognize two people. Okay, Gary Parrish and William Harmon Sr. So Gary Parrish has been serving with the Kaiser Fire Department for 45 years. He started serving our community on June 3rd of 1977, and William Harmon Sr. has celebrated 58 years with the fire department, and he started on May 22nd of 1964. That's an absolutely incredible long time to be feeding into your community. Heck, let's be honest, I wasn't even born until 1979. So we live in an age where it's hard to get people to show up for work, to make a paycheck, let alone to get somebody to volunteer. But these men are from another generation, and my hat's off to each and every one of you, because both of you have played a tremendous role in the community of Kaiser. It is because of men and women who dedicate their time and their efforts to the volunteer fire companies or the EMTs. It's people like that that allow the rest of us to sleep so much better at night, or even to go on vacation with less worry because there is somebody there to take care of us. I implore each and every one of you, because I have talked to multiple members of the volunteer fire companies around this area, our numbers are getting scary low. I implore you, please put serious consideration into volunteering with our local volunteers, whether it be the fire department or the EMTs. Please put serious thought into it, because eventually the people that have been doing it for so long are no longer going to be around. And we need the next generation to be going through the training right now so that when the time comes, they can step up to the challenge and our city and our communities can remain safe. So think about that for me. While we're on the subject of the fire departments, I want to remind each and every one of you that they will be having their monthly bingo taking place on the 7th at the fire station number 2 on Cornell Street. They're going to have 20 regular games and 4 speed games that will be played. The last regular game, Cover All, will pay out $750 guaranteed. That is a good bit of cash, and it's only going to cost you $30 to try. So doors are going to open at 5:30 p.m. The games will not start until 7 p.m. As I just stated, admission, so getting your cards, $30. The speed games, I believe, and I hope I'm right, I believe they cost a dollar extra. Also, on the 11th, the fire department and the Moose Lodge are going to be holding their cash bash. Doors are going to open at 11 a.m., and the first drawing is going to go off at 1 p.m. They will be drawing every 15 minutes up to the last drawing, which will be held at 6 p.m. Food and drinks are included in the ticket price, and each ticket will give you 2 opportunities to win a prize. Ticket cost, once again, for this event is $30. No one under 21 can attend, and you need not be present to be a winner. This event is going to also take place at the fire station number 2 on Cornell Street. Now, you've seen the headlines, you know what's going on. We've had another school shooting take place very recently. And with that, I wanted to take a moment and remind each and every one of you about the West Virginia Safe Schools Helpline. I know school is out right now, but what I'm imploring is that you go ahead and put this number that I'm going to read out here in a minute into your phone. And that way, if needed, you're going to have it. Don't wait until the last minute. Don't wait till something happens and then go, oh, I should put that in my phone. Let's go ahead. Let's get these numbers in our phones so that we can use this number if necessary. We hope it never is, but if it is, we need to have it on hand. So this number is free to call. It is answered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 12 months out of the year. Anybody can report information about anything. And I mean anything that could cause harm to a student, to a staff member, or even to the school property. If you don't want people to know who you are or know that you're the one that turned it in, you can request to be placed as anonymous. So the number, here it is, 1-866-723-3982. And that number, once again, is for the West Virginia Safe Schools Helpline. So we have a measure in place to assist in preventing something like has happened in these other states in our school systems in West Virginia. So please, I implore you, please contact this number if you see any threats that are being made on social media, or if you overhear a conversation that makes you feel concerned. You never know when you could be the one that makes a difference and saves people's lives. I would rather err on the side of caution and turn things in and let the police or whoever's doing the investigation determine whether it's important or whether it's a real threat. I'd rather turn in 1,000 fake threats than miss one real threat to our community, to our schools, to our teachers, and to the property. Now, with that being said, we'll go to something a little bit lighter. Okay, if you're looking for something to do, if you're tired of being a couch potato or maybe you're retired and you feel like you're a hermit stuck in the house all the time. You're not able to get out. You don't have anything that you feel requires or needs you, that I want you to look no further, as our local historical sites are currently looking for volunteers. It's a great opportunity to help share Mineral County's story with people that are visiting, or even our locals. As the kids grow up and the parents take them to these sites, somebody needs to be there to explain the historical significance and what these things stand for. So currently, the Friends of Ashby's Fort, Stonehouse / as some people call it, the Traveler's Rest, Mineral County Historical Society Museum, Stewart's Tavern, Karskadon Mansion, and the Nancy Hanks Cabins are all needing volunteers. If you're interested, then go to the Mineral County Tourism site on Facebook, and they have it listed in there. I do believe, I'm wanting to say I've seen, that's where I got this from. But let's say it's not there, contact, just make an effort to contact the Mineral County Tourism Department, and they can direct you to the website that you can fill out to apply as a volunteer. This is a great opportunity to help our community out and to further the knowledge of some of the great things that have happened around our area. Now, something I didn't have a clue about until this week, and that's that Kaiser High School's basketball court is supposed to begin its transition to a new look starting today. That's crazy. So it's hard to believe, especially for me, because I graduated from the old high school, and the new one, well, I'm going to be honest with you, it still seems new to me. It seems like that the new high school has only been around for, I don't know, 5 years. But in reality, time's just flying by as I've gotten older. So it's already been 24 years since that floor was originally installed and the look that it has. And thanks to the Potomac Valley Hospital and their generous donation and sponsorship, we now have the opportunity to replace it and get a brand new look to the floor. So thank you very much to Potomac Valley Hospital for your generous donation. This is what makes Kaiser special. It's the community support. Seems like every time something happens, we find a way to rally around each other, to rally around our schools, to rally around our kids, to show support. And that is an amazing thing. That's something you don't get in a big city. You get that in the small cities, in the small towns, where people care about each other. A quick reminder, since I did mention Kaiser High School, that the 2022 summer session schedule for incoming 9th through 12th graders is currently available on the Kaiser High School Athletics Facebook page. Not only is it there, I have posted it on the Kaiser Weekly Podcast Facebook page as well. If you plan on participating in any sports at the Kaiser High School level, then these dates are very important to your upcoming season, so please check them out. See when you need to be at the school to get yourself a jump start on the upcoming athletic year. Also, the Kaiser High School Cheers summer dates are going to be as follows: June 13th through the 17th, June 20th, 21st, 24th, and June 27th through July 1st. There are two different things happening. My eyes are not the greatest, so I really struggled with the one, so I don't have it on here. But most of the practices are going to be at Potomac State College Kelly Center, starting at 8 a.m. and lasting till 10 a.m. Students must have a physical prior to June 13th, must have up-to-date shot records, and students must have a 2.0 GPA in order to be on the team. It is a sport. They are athletes. Therefore, the same requirements apply to them as do football and track and baseball and volleyball. Now, also coming up, the Tornado Alley football camp will be taking place on the 8th at the Kaiser High School Alumni Field, starting at 5:30 p.m. and lasting till 7:30 p.m. The beautiful thing about this camp is the cost is free. It will cost you nothing. I did not see an age limit on it as far as how young or how old, but I will assume they don't want two-year-olds and under. I will also assume that they do not want 20 and 30 and 40 and 50 and 60-year-olds there as well. Remember, this is more for high school athletes and junior high athletes, even some elementary. This is a great opportunity for athletes who are going to be playing football or have an interest in football to learn from the coaching staff, previous players, maybe even some current players. Now, let's say you do bring your kid to this event. I want you to understand something. You will need to bring cleats or athletic shoes. Drinks. When I say drinks, I'm not talking soda. I'm not talking coffee. I'm talking Gatorade, Powerade, water, something that will replenish their nutritional elements that are sweated out of their bodies during the course of the day. We do not want these kids to get dehydrated. We don't want them lacking potassium or magnesium, because then they're going to start cramping really bad. And then lastly, they need to have a good attitude. So what an awesome opportunity. Like I said, it's free. I also want to recognize our alum that have gone on to do great things at the next level, no longer in high school, now in college. Our local Kaiser kids that went on to Potomac State got some awards here recently. And the following students were the recipients of these awards. So the first one was Sophia Lord, then Noah Sprouse. I'm sorry if I mispronounced it. Taylor Van Meter, Alyssa Guthrie, and Paige Durr. So to our alum, we thank you for your continued excellence at the next level, and we hope that you stay on that path as you move forward. Now, I do need to apologize to each and every one of you, because last week I forgot to announce something, and something I was talking a lot about building up to last week, and that's the results of the 88th District primary. Originally, you had Hillebrand and Funkhauser running for the 88th District. At one point in time, they were separated by one single vote. After doing the provisional ballots and the canvassing, getting it all completed and recounted, Rick Hillebrand will be the winner of the Republican primary and will be representing the Republicans in the 88th District. So, congratulations to him. I know both Rick Hillebrand and Keith Funkhauser ran good races, and it was, like I said, it was a tight, highly contested vote. What I will also tell you is this is once again proof that every vote counts. A lot of times we feel like our votes don't matter. In this case, it did. In the end, I believe it was less than 20 votes that separated these two candidates. If you want a voice, you have to show up. The primaries had an extremely low turnout, as they always do. But then people are getting upset that they don't feel represented in our government. The only way you can be represented within our government is if you show up and vote in the primary. I got real quick news. I just got an update on the duck race. The winner, the first place winner, was Molly Altobello. Second place went to the Haynes Company. And third place went to Raymond Burner. So congratulations to all three of the purchasers of their Mighty Ducks. And I know that had to be a great experience to watch the rubber ducky cross that finish line as everybody else probably put their hands over their eyes and sighed as they did not win, which sounded really stupid. So congratulations to each of those individuals who purchased a duck and helped support our Rotary and our local community. We hope that you had a really enjoyable time. Does anybody out there love hot rods or vintage-looking cars? I know I'm kind of like bouncing all over the place today, but I tell you what, that's how I'm feeling. So if you fall into that category where you're one of these people that you like the classic car looks, maybe it's even a newer car, but you just like the sports models and stuff like that, I want you aware that on June 10th, there's going to be a cruise-in that is scheduled at Rainbow Lanes, located at 1575 Cornell Street. The start time for this cruise-in is at 5:30 p.m., so I highly encourage you to go out, check out these vehicles that some of the locals, and who knows, maybe there'll be a couple out-of-towners, bring in to display. These people put a lot of work into these cars and trucks. A lot of them I could never touch. I could never afford. I've always been impressed with what some people have been able to accomplish as far as creating these hot rods and really fantastic looking street rods as well. But I could never do something like that. One, I'm broke, so I can't afford to fix anything up. And two, I'm just not that talented. If I touch something, typically it falls apart. I even did a Briggs & Stratton lawnmower in high school for agriculture. That was our project for the year, where we had to disassemble the lawnmower and then reassemble it, all the pieces, and have it run. When it got to the end and me and my partner had finished putting everything back together, it just so happens that we had a coffee can full of nuts and bolts. So we kicked it underneath the desk, pushed off to the side. We used some spray paint, some blue, some silver, really made it look fancy. And needless to say, it never started, but we did get past due to the fact that we did a great paint job on it. So anyway, if you like cars and trucks and the classics and the street rods and hot rods or whatnot, remember June 10th at 5:30 p.m. at Rainbow Lanes. So something else that happened this past week recently in the state, I know some people have heard about it. Some of you may not have. It was down in Nicholas County, West Virginia. We had two sheriffs that answered a domestic violent complaint, and upon arrival, the two suspects were walking out of, I guess, the residency and were making their way towards a trailer, and the cops, of course, tried to catch them. And once the cops made the attempt to apprehend the suspects turned and opened fire on the cops. Deputy Tom Baker was killed from a shot in the back, and Corporal Ellison suffered a leg wound. For the suspects, in the end, Richie Holcomb ends up getting killed in the gunfire exchange, and then Brent Kelly was caught and taken into custody. So, once again, policemen are like military to me. I would never do it. It's not my cup of tea. I'm just not that brave. So, with that being said, our hearts sink at the thought of anybody losing someone they love, and our prayers go out to those families that are coping. In Kanawha County, James Lynch, who was a former classroom aide. Okay, I'm gonna be honest with you, this one just makes me sick. In Kanawha County, James Lynch, who was a former classroom aide, has received 2 years in prison for battery charges involving a special needs student. So he's been charged with the allegations were that he punched and knocked down the student. That would be bad enough in itself, and it is bad enough in itself. This is even worse. Three more former employees at Horace Mann Middle School who worked in the same special education classroom are still facing battery charges. That's four former employees from the same room. I don't even know where to begin, or it dumbfounds me that why, if you can't handle working in a special education classroom, why are you volunteering? Why? And how do they get through the system? It blows my mind. And I'm not faulting anybody, because I understand that all of our systems are flawed. All of them. You can make as many laws as you want for as many things as you want, but bad people will find a way to get through. It's inevitable. Now, with that being said, this is a reminder to dot your I's and cross your T's, and the importance of details and following rules. In Charleston, the West Virginia Supreme Court has overturned the murder conviction that was handed out to Oscar Combs Sr. for the death of Teresa Ford in 2017. Now, Chief Justice Hutchinson says that Combs did not receive a fair trial, as Acting Judge McGraw gave improper instructions to the jury and allowed evidence from an earlier case to be submitted during this trial, which is a big no-no. Who knows what's going on here? Who knows if McGraw was trying his best to make this man guilty and didn't have enough faith in the system? But that is wrong. And it is my opinion, it is my belief, that if it was found that the judge intentionally did things to sentence, make sure that a man was sentenced, and that man turns out to be innocent, I think the judge should have to serve the time that he had put the prisoner in for. Now, on the other side of things, if the guy was guilty and was going to be found guilty anyway, you just botched it. You botched up the whole trial. And either way, you have a lot of families that are upset right now because it's nothing but wrong. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and wrap that part up. And let's look at the list of events that are coming up in and around Kaiser that hopefully you'll be able to get out and enjoy. Now for this list of events, I'm going to be honest with you people. I got a little lazy and I did not put these in order. So there's going to be some jumping around on the dates. But anyway, here's a list of stuff that's coming up. The 6th annual Glow Swim is going to be held Saturday, June 18th from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Shaw Beach Recreation Area up at Jennings Randolph Lake. Participants will have a chance to swim with life jackets and glow sticks. Now, it's important that you realize something, okay? They have some life jackets, but they're probably not going to have enough for everybody that shows up. So if you're wanting to participate, it is my recommendation to you, bring your own life vest. And it has to fit. You cannot be wearing an undersized life vest. You cannot be wearing an oversized life vest. If you do, they are not going to allow you to participate. So bring the proper size life jacket, and that way you're allowed into the water with a glow stick in the dark, swimming. Once again, I cannot think of what could possibly go wrong with that, but I'm sure it is fun, and it probably looks pretty cool seeing all the people out there with the glow sticks. Also going on, the Junior Strider program is going to be kicking off their 2022 season starting on June 7th at Allegheny College Track at Cumberland, Maryland. They're going to be giving out T-shirts for all the kids that come out that day and sign up to race. Parents, you can participate too, but you're just not going to get anything. The only thing you get out of it is the joy and satisfaction of knowing you were there to support your child and be a part of their life through this event. The Strider program is for elementary and middle school kids only. They do not need to have any running experience. They just got to have an interest in it. It's a great program. My kids participated in it. It gave them something to do. It allowed them to be active, be around other kids. And it was good for their health. Once again, it starts June 7th, 6 p.m. Registration is going to actually open at 5:45, so 15 minutes before the start. And water will be provided at the finish line as the runners go across because, let's face it, it's summertime. And you know that means it's going to be hot. So there's no cost to attend. I don't know what the cost is to run. I know when my kids did it, I believe it was $1 or $2 that we paid per race, which is nothing, but that helps the Strider program continue on. So they also are going to have races from Cumberland to Frostburg. They'll have races in Short Gap, Lone Oconee, Mountain Ridge. And the other dates that they're going to have races for the kids are June 14th, 21st, 28th, July 5th, October 25th, and November 24th. So this is kind of spread out. It's not going to be done all at one spot or at one time. So even if you can't make it to this one, you can always show up to one of the other locations. All you got to do is look up, I believe it's the Queen City Striders, but I could be wrong. I'm sure there's a Facebook page. If you look up Junior Striders Program, Cumberland, Maryland, it will probably pull it up as well. So I'd encourage you to do a little bit of research and investigate. And that way, if you can't attend the first one, maybe you can get your kid to another one. Taking note on today, that the Potomac Highlands Soccer League has registrations open and going on online. I also encourage that you go to their Facebook page, which is called Potomac Highlands Soccer League, to get information that is needed if your child has an interest in soccer so that you can get them registered. I know they have the website address listed on there, and you just click on that and fill out your forms. They got tons of great information about different brackets that they're going to have in the age groups and whatnot. So if your kid is interested in playing soccer this year through the Potomac Highlands Soccer League, please go to their Facebook page. One, like it. Like it even if you don't have a kid in it, because we love to support our locals. But if you do, like I said, like it and get the information off of their page. The Potomac State Men's Basketball Program is going to hold its summer basketball camp from June 6th to June 10th for ages 11 to 18. The cost is going to be $150 for the basketball camp, and the kids or young adults will get t-shirts. The event is going to take place at the Loud Gymnasium on the West Virginia University Potomac State campus. Ages 11 to 13 will be conducted from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. each day of the camp, and ages 14 to 18 will be conducted from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. So if you're interested in improving your technical skills and your tactical skills, this is a great summer camp for you, and I highly encourage that you check it out. I'm going to also advise that you go to the Potomac State Athletic Facebook page for more information and for the website to pre-register. Other events taking place around the area on June 11th, which is a Saturday at 12 p.m., the second annual Western Maryland Food Truck Festival is going to take place at 12710 Darrow's Avenue in Cumberland, Maryland. This is the second annual Western Maryland Food Truck Festival that supports the Cresap Town Eagle Pee Wee football and cheer organizations and the Allegheny County Animal Shelters. So tickets are available through Eventbrite. If you go to the gate, you'll still be able to buy tickets there. 12 years old and older are $10 if you go through Ticketbrite in advance, $15 if you show up at the gate. Children 12 and under are permitted at the event, but they do not need a ticket. So if they're 12 and under, you don't have to purchase a ticket for them to attend. Along with the food trucks, they're going to have live music. The Beaner McKinley Project is going to be playing from 12 to 3. Scott Alexander is going to play from 3:30 to 4:30. And then Jaded's going to close things out from 5 to 8 o'clock. The Dig Deep Brewing Company and 1812 Brewing, along with Teresa's Winery, will be in attendance, and they will be selling alcohol. If you are interested in purchasing alcohol to drink while you're there, make sure you bring your ID, as they will be running checks. Also, if you end up feeling like you might need a little more than you should be drinking, make sure you have a designated driver, and if you cannot find one, please call a cab. There will be a cornhole tournament as well, and that begins at 1 p.m. Of course, we're talking two players to a team. In order to do this, registration is on the Eventbrite link. Okay, so you're going to need to go to the Eventbrite. The cornhole tournament is an add-on to the ticket. And so it's $20 for your team, or you can each buy it separately. You pay $10 each. So same thing either way. The winner of the cornhole tournament is going to receive $100, and they say have no fear because parking is going to be readily available and there should be no shortage of that. On June 10th, live performance by the Flybirds at Lash Balls West. That performance is going to start at 8 p.m. and last till 10:30 p.m. Lash Balls West is located at 210 West Main Street, Frostburg, Maryland. On June 14th at 6 p.m., there's dinner and beer pairing at the North Branch Brewing Company located at 101 Armstrong Street in Kaiser. They're going to have a five-course dinner and beer pairing. Tickets are available now on Eventbrite, but if you do not want to pay the fees that are associated with Eventbrite, North Branch Brewing Company encourages you to stop in to their facility, or you can call them to get your tickets. Now, what are they going to offer? Why do you want to come? They're going to start out with an appetizer. It's going to be shrimp skewer. Then it's going to jump to a salad, which is going to be spring root vegetable salad, and it's going to have a honey mustard dressing. They're going to jump to the main course, which is going to be a 4-ounce filet, a creamy potato mash, and roasted asparagus. That will be followed up with intermezzo, coconut cream sorbet, and lime shaved ice. People, my mouth's starting to water. And then it's going to end with a dessert, which is to be berries and cream champagne cake. So now that I've got myself worked up and I'm wanting to eat something because my mouth is just salivating at the thought of this delicious food, we're going to have to jump to something else. Also, on June 10th, Pranoia will be performing at the Route 28 Bar and Grill located in Fort Ashby. The performance will start at 8 p.m. and it will last till 11 p.m. And it's kind of a weird saying, kind of dorky, but they say, come out and rock your socks off. So evidently you don't need shoes. No, just kidding. You'll need your shoes. Also on June 11th, the Lewis and Clark Circus is going to be performing in Romney, West Virginia. The location of the performance is 111 School Street, Romney, West Virginia. The event is going to have two start times on June 11th, a 4:30 p.m. start and a 7 p.m. start. And then they're also going to be there June 12th, in which they will start a performance at 2 p.m. and another one at 4:30 p.m. You can purchase the tickets at lewisclarkcircus.com, or you can just show up at the door. Adults will be $25. Children, they're going to cost you $10. Come out and watch daring acrobats, jugglers, aerialists, and a whole lot more. And then lastly, on June the 10th from 12:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the Kaiser Mineral County Public Library, the Potomac Valley Hospital Wellness Zone is going to be putting on an informational event for the public regarding blood pressure screening, stroke awareness, men's health, healthy aging, and vaccine awareness. I hope that people will take advantage of this, as that is all going to be very important and relevant information that we will need to know as we continue on this path of life and get older. Okay, so that's all I have for today. I hope that this has been a podcast episode that you can enjoy, that you have enjoyed. Thank you so much for being a part of my life and allowing me to be a part of yours. Kaiserites, you take care, and I will talk to you next week.